Ladies and gentlemen, I thank Wellington Council of Christians and Jews for asking me to speak on euthanasia and give Muslim perspective. I'd also like to thank Dr. John Kleinsman for providing me information on Catholic and interfaith positions on euthanasia and also into the draft bill that we have just eloquently heard from him and the social consequences of what we are talking about. Islam's position is that euthanasia is explicitly forbidden and is expressed in two verses of the Muslim book. One, do not take any human being's life, the life which God has sanctified, other than in pursuit of justice. Two, if anyone killed a fellow human, unless it is for murder or for spreading mischief in the land, it would be as if he killed the whole mankind. On the issue of euthanasia, there is no difference of opinion between various schools in Islam. Further two verses state about God's control of term of life and hour of death. The first verse gives that he gives them respite for an appropriate term, and when that term comes to an end, they will not be able to delay or advance it by a moment. And second, nor can a soul die except for God's leave, the term being fixed as by writing. Relief of pain and creating comfort for the patient are within the scope of Quran's orders, which is modern palliative care. Passive euthanasia, I'll introduce the term passive euthanasia from a Muslim point of view, where patients have refused treatment or taken excess medication in incurable conditions and during prolonged suffering, particularly in the absence of family support, is seen by the medical profession here in New Zealand occasionally. From my own practice of medicine in general practice, as David has just mentioned, I would quote a few examples to bring my point of view. The case of an 80 years old man who lived by himself in a flat near my practice and had no visitors except health professionals. He was diabetic and he was maintained on insulin. He suddenly went into two hypoglycemic or low sugar comas and had to be hospitalized. So I visited him soon after that, as he lived not far from me, and I found him semi-conscious. And as I examined him and I picked up the phone to call the ambulance, put his finger and said, "Don't you do anything about it." I respected that, and that afternoon he passed away. Second was a 50 years old female patient who had had bowel cancer and his treatment a few years earlier, and was diagnosed to have terminal obstruction to her bowel and urine flow. Doctors advised that urine flow could be temporarily established and an intravenous drip temporarily instituted and adequate pain relief started. Over the next several days, she sorted out her affairs and was able to direct the doctors to stop the drip and died a day or two later peacefully. This is an example of excellent palliative care with compassion. Third was an 80 years old man who brought literature as per advice from his local euthanasia society that he had joined. This was many years ago. He had controlled blood pressure, no physical health issues. His wife had died and two daughters were busy with their families and he felt neglected and useless and was not participating in any social activities. He saw me several times in the next month and wondered if time had come for him to kill himself. I believe mode of the death would have been the use of a plastic bag over the face and another member of the society removing the bag before others found out. I advised him that he was getting lonely and depressed and needs more social stimulation, and he shifted to another practice. As you can see, that I could have advised him to commit suicide or assisted him. The Quran, while prohibiting euthanasia, gives clear orders about care of the parents in a family setting in the following verse. A benevolent society begins at home. Your Lord has decreed that you serve none but Him and always be kind to your parents. If one of them or both attain old age, do not utter the slightest harsh words to them. Never repel them and always address them respectfully. Lower for them the wing of kindness and humility and say, My Lord, bestow upon them your grace as they raised me in kindness since I was little. Islamically, when individual means cannot cover the need of the care, it should become the collective responsibility of the society. The first international conference in Islamic medical medicine held in Kuwait in 1981 had laid down the following code of medical ethics as regards passive euthanasia. First, discontinuation of life support from a brain dead person. And second, administration of analgesic agents, which we just heard from Dr. Kleinsman, that might shorten patient's life, with the purpose of relieving the physical pain or mental distress and withdrawing a futile treatment on the basis of informed consent. Termination of a treatment when its continuation is considered useless, like artificial respirators, and declining to give or receive treatment that is considered to be useless, lies within the accepted parameters of the Quran. One factor for euthanasia seems to be financial costs of maintaining the incurably ill, and second is the alleviation of physical and mental suffering. To meet this objective, perhaps the society has to reshuffle its priorities and make funds available from other areas to look after the sick humanely and with compassion. In the end, I'd like to quote from an open letter from Cardinal Vincent Nichols, which I'm glad that I received from Dr. Kleinsman. Vincent Nichols of Westminster, Archbishop Justin Welby of Canterbury, and 21 leaders of various religious communities, dated 16th of July this year and reported in Catholic Herald, UK. Assisted dying bill invites the prospect of an erosion of carefully tuned values and practices that are essential for the future development of a society that respects and cares for all. Here in New Zealand, we are desperate to find ways to stop our youth from committing suicide. And on the other hand, we are also encouraging our old to choose to do otherwise, to take their lives. Is this creation of a compassionate society or otherwise? Thank you.